Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Hi everyone, my name is Tony Gambone and this is the Tough Talk Christian Radio. I am your host today, and we're coming to you live from Houston, Texas, from the studios of Tough Talk Radio Network. It seems as though I've been having a little bit of trouble with my show getting started, so I apologize for being late. But I just want to talk about something real quickly. You know, it was about 2 weeks ago I decided to commit to doing my show every week because we had taken a little time off for we had some computer issues and we had some business that had to be taken care of, just a bunch of different reasons. And it's crazy how I committed to doing it so that every week I would do it no matter what. Last week my cable went out, and this week the computer that I use for my radio shows was swapped out. Of course, we got a new one, new monitor, new everything. And here I am in here trying to get it going, and without any outside help, was not able to get that computer up. So therefore, I ended up being 10 minutes late on the show. Not a big deal, but crazy if you think about it. Whenever you commit to something and you pray on it, it always seems a little bit more challenging than you thought it was. Because you figure if you pray on something, you commit to something, it's automatically just going to happen, like not a problem, not a problem anywhere. So for me, I was, I was a little concerned, but I was willing not to give up. And I think that's the key. If you're willing not to give up when you're doing something that you've prayed on and committed to, you will have a better success rate long term, both mentally and spiritually. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because there's times when we do things and we just, you know, we pray on it, we meditate a little bit, we just give it to God for a period of time anyway, it seems like, and then we just move on like everything's supposed to work perfect. And I'm here to tell you that that's not exactly how it works. One, you are supposed to give it to God first. Second of all, you're supposed to pray on it, and then you're supposed to wait. Well, the waiting is the hard part. And, you know, we live in a space where nothing happens fast enough. You got technology, you got phones, you got everything. And we're in a hurry-up world. And God has his own time frame. It has nothing to do with ours. So just because you ask for something, just because you pray on it, just because you waited a week, or a month, or a year, or 5 years, it matters nothing. What matters most is your faith in the Lord to take care of it without you trying to snatch it back and hurry up the process. And I got to tell you, right off the top, I'm guilty. I always try to take it and hurry it along. And I am working on taking my time. How do you do that? What are the things that you do that allow you to be more patient? Maybe you don't have that struggle. But I think from everyone I've ever talked to about this, we all have an issue when we give it to God on how we, well, maybe it's that boomerang effect, right? We throw it out there. And if it doesn't come back fast enough, we kind of guide it back into our own hands and take over again. And then we think we got it completed. And it always seems at the end of that do-it-yourself program, we find more situations than we wanted. So just a thought. I just want to share with you what was going on here. And I want to talk about a few things here today, and then we have a guest coming up on the show as well. But I'm excited. I'm always excited. I feel better now that I got that out of my system. You know, they say it's always good to confess what's on your mind and talk about it with someone else. And that way, you're able to move on. We know that we can't move forward unless we allow the past to be gone. And that was so 15 minutes ago. And so that means it's behind me, and I got to leave it there. So anyway, some housekeeping. As I said, my name is Tony Gambone. This is the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. We're here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come to you live out of Houston, Texas. Actually, we're right outside of Houston in a little town called Katy, Texas. And we are in the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. Now, we have been doing radio shows since 2008, and I got to tell you, I've learned more from doing radio shows, interviewing others, finding out what they do to help others than I have in, well, the 12 years that I went to high school. Or that's funny. It seems like I went to high school for 12 years, but the 12 years I was in school as a child. Never went to college, but I can tell you I've learned more through the radio shows, interviewing people around the world, than I could ever imagine. So if you do a radio show, maybe you understand what I'm talking about. If you don't, maybe you should try it out. If you want to be a guest on one of our shows, you can go to Tough Talk Radio Network, select the show you'd like to be a guest on, click the button to register to be a guest. It'll allow you to plug in a time that's available not only for us, but for your schedule as well. So check us out, toughtalkradionetwork.com. Connect with us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Just type it in Google. We'll pop up. We've been doing this a long time, coming around 10 years now. Interviewed thousands of people. And as I mentioned before, learn more than I can ever explain. So I want to talk to you today about a couple of things. One is it's a new group I'm in. And I have to grab a hold of the books. I didn't bring them with me because I was in my studio and now I'm in my office. So I'm going to walk back there, and it's great to have a headset. But I'm in a Bible study, in a men's study, doing a study called Freedom. And if you've never heard of it, it's maybe something you should check out, because this group will allow you to gain the freedom that you need to push through the struggles we go through. And I'm also reading a book. It's a devotional, and this is for men, and they have it for women as well. But as a man, we're wired a little bit different than women. And I find that men, and I'm at the top of the list, right? I find that we also struggle with a lot of things. We're supposed to, as we believe in our lives, as we think society has taught us in our lives, we are supposed to be the everything. So I want to make sure that you check out this book, men. The men out there and the women listening, if you want to buy a good devotional for your husband, if you think he'll take advantage of sitting there, it's, like I said, it's 15 minutes every morning, every evening, whatever his choice is. It's called 15 Minutes Alone with God for Men by Bob Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. Great book. It's got a little place where you can write some stuff in. It's got a little bit of stuff that they suggest you can do. But what I have found out the most for men is this. You know, as boys growing up, we're always trying to get our father's attention. We're always trying to get their full acceptance. Now, I don't say that this is every man out there experiences. We all have had different types of experiences. But one of the things that I read that registered with me was it just never seemed like I got the full acceptance that I was looking for. And maybe it's my own perception. Okay, I do not blame any of this on my father. I always believe that our parents do the best they could with what they knew how to do. And somewhere along the line, someone's supposed to come along and break the chain. But I did this with my children, too, when they said, "Hey, Pop, what did you think about this?" I said, "Oh, that was good, but you could have also did this. Or you could have tried this. Why didn't you think about doing this?" So instead of saying it was awesome and letting it go, okay, as a result, as you grow older as a man, you're always trying to prove that you can do it. We've never let that go. It's deep down inside of us. And what we find out is that it shows up in our relationships. In our relationships with our spouse, or with our children, become an issue when we carry our past along with us. So it's something to think about. And when I found myself reading this, 15 Minutes Alone with God for Men by Bob Barnes, and they have it for women as well. But I found a different way of looking at it. Now, I can't go back and erase the past, raising my children. I can only concentrate on moving forward and being a better example. It's not like you're going to take your children or your grown children, place them in a room and school them for an hour. All you can do as a dad, as a man, is to lead by example. And, you know, that comes with our children, it comes with our wives, it comes with our family, it comes with our job. It comes with a whole bunch. And is it easy? Well, I'm here to say no. Is it worth it? I believe so. I have seen changes in my life from trying to do that. Have I conquered it? Not even close. Am I willing to keep on trying? Absolutely. But if you think about it, when you read your Bible, if you read your Bible, you go to church and they read out of the Bible at church. It's hard in our minds to live up what we think we're supposed to live up to. And if you think about it, you know how to love easily when you're getting what you want. It's hard to love when we're not getting what we want. But as the Bible says, you're supposed to love thy neighbor like you love thyself. But the problem is we don't always like our neighbor. And that's a bigger reason to make sure to try to love them more. I do a lot of networking, business networking, and those of you that have been following the show for the last 10 years know that, you know, we have had our own coaching shows and networking shows, and, you know, I did all types of self-help stuff. I come to find out that all these authors that I thought were so awesome in the way that they worded their information, when I started reading the Bible 8 years ago, I found where they got all the information. So it's funny. We know if we serve others, we will be served. How and when, well, that's all God thing. But we know when we do good, we get good eventually. But we also know that when we do bad, we get bad. So that comes in your language. And I'm not talking about using foul language, just any language. So when someone says, I wish or I would, or I hope, you know, I always use the wish and would, those two words, because they start with a W. What if you put that same word, that same letter, the W, in that sentence and say, I will? It's one word changes the whole process of what your mind computes and allows you to do. So it's hard because if you're like me and you asked your wife to make sure to remind you of that there. Sometimes you just tend to get a little touchy with the fact. So if you're going to do that, you're going to make your wife your accountability partner to watch the negativity coming out of your lips. Be sure that you promise her and yourself that you will not respond to her. You will just listen to her and think about whatever it is that was said to you. Wait an hour and then have that discussion. And I can tell you, out of self-practice, and I'm ashamed. Well, not really ashamed, but I can admit the fact that I don't always get it right. I would say more days I get it wrong than I get it right. But if you can start trying and have someone help you to be better in your language, in your statements, in the way you speak, if you can speak positive instead of negative, one of the things that I try to do to do that is I try to speak from my heart, and I try to listen from my heart. Now, I know we listen from our ears, okay? But I know that if I let it come to my heart first, listen to it, and then speak from my heart, of course, I won't be able to speak as fast as I usually do, but I will be able to speak better and more loving than I ever have. Just something to think about, okay? Real fast before we take a commercial break and come back with my first, with my guest today, I want to talk about this Bible study I'm doing. It's a men's study, it's a women's study, it's a couple study, but it's an awesome study. It's called Freedom, and it's authored by a gentleman named, hold on here, I got it up on my screen, Chris Hodges. Okay, some of you might recognize it as Fresh Air. Okay, but it is a book that will allow you to set yourself free in a lot of ways. And right now we've been reading the first couple of chapters, and one is about the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the other is the tree of life. So there's the tree of life, and there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I don't have a lot of time today on the show. We're going to do a show about this with some of the guys that I'm in a group with. And I want to find out, what tree are you living from? So to give you a kind of an example that was given in the last group I was in, when you're a child and you're born, maybe from the age to 1 to 4, you are very innocent, very childlike innocence. You love everything. You have no hate. You have no opinion. You just love everything. Excited, like a child. But as we get older and we get involved with the world, friends, school, TV, and now the internet, and the telephone, and the tablet, we have become available to receive information that can go in and dilute our brains. So how do we separate it? How do we even know? Because remember, we were children, and then one day we woke up and we were adults. And in school, they said, you have to be the best, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. It's all about you. It's not that way. It's all about you and others. You have to serve. You have to love. If you have a bad opinion, maybe you should keep it to yourself. One day I read that it's okay to give it to God. Tell him about it, but don't tell others. It's like, that's awesome, because now I know I can at least get it out and move on. So I recommend checking it out. The book is called Freedom. And it's written from a guy by the name of Chris Hodges. And also, as I mentioned before, 15 Minutes Alone with God for Men. And they have one for women as well. And ladies out there, you know, it's not an expensive book. But I urge you, because you know what, men, we kind of get stuck on stupid sometimes. We don't want to allow, we don't have time for that kind of stuff. There might be a football game on now. But the fact of the matter is, buy the book for him. And place it where he is able to see it. And then pray on it. And let's see what God brings to him. And let's see how that changes things in your life. So my name is Tony Gambo. And as I said, this is the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. And we're going to be back with my guest after a few commercial breaks. And we have to advertise the sponsors. But my guest's name is Denise Alexander Pyle. She's a semi-retired family law attorney and an author, having just self-published a book called The Power of One, A Guide to Living, Ten Commandments, and The Golden Rule in Modern Times. So, folks, this is going to be a powerful interview. I'm super, super excited. You can go to DeniseAlexanderPyle.com. We'll post that stuff up on social media so you can get the link. And you can check her out ahead of time when we're doing our commercials. Also, write down the number 347-989-1363, and then press the number 1 to connect to the switchboard to ask your questions or to connect with Denise or myself. Or you can just dial in if you're leaving the house. You want to listen to it on your phone in the car. You know, everything's available now. What a plug, right? 347-989-1363, just to listen. At any time you want to ask questions, press the number 1. We'll be right back after this here short commercial break.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on all things franchising.
Think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we are on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. And we've come live to you from Katy, Texas, right outside of Houston, through the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. If you want to be a guest on the show and learn more about the shows or hear some of the previous shows, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Select the show you want to be on, click the button that says become a guest, and fill in the information, and then you will be able to schedule a date that best fits your schedule. As I mentioned, our guest today is Denise Alexander Pyle, and I have a little correction to make here. The book that we mentioned is called The Power of Ten, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. Now, I believe they're two different books, but I want to check with Denise here. And we're going to talk about, I know that Denise is from Indiana. We're going to find out where she's calling in from, what it is that she does. We know that she's also a semi-retired family law attorney. So without wasting any more time, I want to just welcome Denise to the show. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Tony.
It's my pleasure. I always get excited when I'm able to learn more about others and what they're doing in their communities to help others. And as I read some of your stuff, I'm excited for a few different reasons. I'm going to read just a little bit, and then I'm going to ask you some questions, then we're going to dive into your book and the attorney side of life as well. It says that you describe yourself as a New Way Jew, and you were raised Jewish and have pursued spiritualism since you were 14 and accepted Jewish as the way. Okay, now I'm just going to leave it at that.
Jesus is the way.
And yes. And so what I want to do is find out a couple of things first before we get on with the show. First, I mentioned that you're in Indiana, I believe. Where are you calling in from?
Marion, Indiana, which is north of Indianapolis, south of Fort Wayne.
Is that where you're from originally?
I'm from the Detroit area. I married the Hoosier and relocated here full-time 3 years ago after he retired to run the family farms.
Oh, okay. Very good. So now you live on a family farm?
That's correct.
Awesome. That must be a change.
So, it's a little different, but I love to be related to food works for me.
I hear you. Okay. So let's talk about the retired, semi-retired family law attorney. How did you get into that?
My sister got divorced when I was in high school and moved back into our home, and I was a smart kid, but we had no lawyers in our family, and before I graduated high school, I knew I was going to be a divorce attorney.
You knew it. And you pursued it.
I knew it. And did it quickly. Mm-hmm. I was practicing family law by the time I was 24.
Wow. Okay. So I think, if I was to become a lawyer, that would be the field that I would want to be involved in, because it seems like you could help a lot of children in situations that couples go through versus the corporate, the defense attorney, all those things that everybody kind of labels that they don't like lawyers for. That's a tough spot. And so I think if you can contribute to helping families, that really makes a difference.
That was why I went in the field. And I'm a problem solver and a good counselor by nature, sort of social worker by personality. So it fit in. And my spiritual beliefs and my connection to God, I think, really helped me guide people through tough times and really help them, when this divorce process was over, be prepared to co-parent with their spouse going forward. It is about the kids.
Yes, ma'am. I think that's why we're here. If we have children, our responsibility is supposed to be to make things better for children, break the chain in the way things were going through life in our times that we didn't like, and help them to be better at it. But we live in a difficult world right now. I think with the greatness of technology comes the crappy side of technology. It's just a kind of double-edged sword on that. But
everything has its dark side. And the reason we have the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule is so that we always choose the light.
Okay. There you go. That's very good. So let's talk about this book. What made you decide to write it? And I also want to talk to you in a little while too about the self-publishing part of it, because I've done that with a couple of books, and I don't know if people realize that it's not as easy as they might think. But let's talk about the book. What made you decide to write it?
Well, I've always been interested in the subject of the Ten Commandments because it's law. And I taught Sunday school back in 1989, 1990 to 15-year-olds, and we studied the Ten Commandments as it related to, contemporary issues, abortion, capital punishment, the kinds of things that 15-year-olds start talking about. And it stuck with me, and I started seeing that everything that was wrong in our society was how we were not applying the Ten Commandments to our life. And in 2010, I happened to sit down at the computer over 4 weekends. My husband was in Florida, retired and not farming. I was up in Michigan still practicing law. And God sent me a message, and I wrote it down, and it came out like a long sermon. And then it took me a long time till I actually got it edited into something people would want to read and hopefully get something out of.
So when you did the book and people started responding to the book, what did you first think?
Well, it's nice to write a book that everybody says, oh, my God, I can relate to this. This is the first time I really understood the Ten Commandments. How many people write a book that can be in a Christian bookstore and a metaphysical bookstore, and both audiences love the book?
Right. Yeah, that's tough. You're right.
It's a bridge, because we all know we need the message reinforced, either as a wake-up or a tune-up.
I like that. A wake-up or a tune-up. I mentioned at the beginning of my show, I learn a lot from my guests, and I make these little notes. And that's one of them. So I hope you don't mind. I'll give you credit for it, but I'll be using that one. So.
I love to pick up things from the hosts that have had me on their show. From every day I'm picking up things with permission from other people. And I share my thoughts along with my recipes exactly as they're meant to be. I give all the secrets and the nuances, because that's what we're here to do, leave the world a better place than when we found it and help each other in doing it. It's all about service, as you said earlier.
Yes, ma'am. So Tell me, do you have children?
I have stepchildren. I always said I wasn't married to the right men at the right time. But I always was in a position to make the world better for other people's children, and I think I've been a pretty good stepmother. I have a relationship still with a stepson from a marriage a long time ago both his parents are gone, and I still, you know, talk to him. And then I have two wonderful stepsons, and I'm grandma to their grandchildren, to their children. So, and they're here in Marion, so the family's close.
Well, that's awesome. I think that I have, I have 4 stepchildren and 1 biological child, and I have been blessed to be able to treat them all the same. And to, you know, as you're raising children, you know, and we think we're doing the best job possible, we learn how much children educate us, how much we learn from them. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's why we're here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Now tell me, when your children read the book, what did they think?
Who said they read the book? My husband. They have copies, but I don't know that they've read it. My husband was the most interesting response out, because he did not read the book until after I self-published. And the book has only been out 6 months since I actually, you know, went online, and maybe less than that since we had hard copies. My husband was really, he loved it, and he said after he read it, he wished everybody could read it, and that was the best compliment. And I dedicated the book to him. I don't know if you know, it says to Steve, who walks the walk and always has my back, and it's so true. It'll be 25 years in October, and I'm married to a man who just lives it every day.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I tell guys.
I mean, he's more John Wayne. He's a little
tough, yeah.
So he's more like a John Wayne character. He's not. I mean, he lives it. You may think, oh my God, he's a cowboy, but he's a totally John Wayne as you imagine him. You know, all heart and all good deed.
Well, I get.
But you'd want him on your side if you were in a war.
Right, and when I first started doing radio shows, I moved to the South, and I'm from the Northeast, and I was kind of gruff, I guess is a polite word for it, and they named me my radio show Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and people said it wasn't that tough, I thought it was really going to be tough, but as I found the Lord, I softened my heart. I guess I could still get my tongue gone too fast, but I have learned the power of loving others, even when you don't like them. And so I think that sometimes people judge us because we are gruff or tough or come off a little bit differently. But I find that if you give people a chance, like that neighbor that just annoys the heck out of you, if you really make an effort to love on him, you'll find out what makes them like that, and you'll end up loving them even more. So I think I get what God's talking about there.
I think you do pretty well, Tony.
Well, I'm a work in progress. So I want
to
talk about...
We all are.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we are. I believe we really are. Now, do you go out and speak with your book?
I gave a lecture this weekend, and I'm starting now to arrange those speaking engagements. I've been doing the radio interviews. As you talked about self-publishing, particularly for dinosaurs like me who aren't as used to social media, and as a lawyer, you know, we had somebody who did our webpage, so it wasn't anything I ever dealt with, and I had secretaries and paralegals. This is all new to me. So now I'm learning I have to build a platform, and, you know, because you're always hoping a publisher will pick up your book. But even today, even with big publishers, they don't market books like they used to unless you're J.K. Rowling or Tom Clancy or, you know. It's very hard. There's a million books that come out, or more a year. I think I heard 5,000 new books a day, people self-publishing
and
putting
out. That's pretty close.
So it's really I've learned that I did a lot of things wrong. I've learned that I did some things that it wouldn't have mattered. But the main thing is really you have to, if you have a message, like I feel my book, you know, has that God wants me to get out there, you got to get the message. And it's so far, you know, I'm paying for this message, but it's okay because that's what God asked me to do. It's my, you know, I'm always paying it forward in life anyway, so it'll be what it's meant to be.
Well, I really believe that a lot of people, and myself included from time to time, is I don't know my purpose. But when you think about it, your purpose here on earth is to tell others your journey, how things have happened for you, which allows them to open up the door of their own journey. And I think we're supposed to share our journey with others so that people could see, one, the struggle, two, the power of loving God, and three, never giving up. I read something earlier that says you'll never lose. You'll either win or learn. And I thought, that's good, because when we use the word lose, and I believe that our wording is really an important issue, because it becomes who we are. If we speak negative, we become negative. And I don't know, I lived in that space for a while. I just didn't have as much fun there. So I think that if we just go out and tell our story, I mean, I'm sure that you've seen things in your practice of law that you wouldn't wish on anyone, and sometimes you probably wanted to grab the parents and slap them upside the head just because they just seem to be stuck, you know, and so it's important, I think, to do what you're doing. Now, I have a couple questions for you. Have you ever thought about bringing your book and putting it in the library, the public library?
Well, I donated a hard copy to our local library, so I understand that there is a agency that actually you can donate books to, and they put them in various libraries. So that's something I want to look into further. But, you know, my local library has a hard copy that I gave them. So, yeah, that makes sense to me. And I will do more of it as I, you know, become more aware. I agree. Can I just want to add something to something you said? Our role is really in life to become the best version of ourselves in this lifetime. And we learn from each other in order to do that. I learned two things in school that have stuck with me, and they're the only things that ever mattered that I learned, one in undergrad and one in law school. Can I share it with you? Because these are things I think you'll share with other
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
One thing I learned in undergrad was from a professor, and I went to University of Michigan, don't hold that against me, who wrote on the board, he taught behavior modification, he wrote the acronym TANSTFAAL, TANSTFAAL. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And he was teaching us everything in nature is an exchange. And we have to learn that we have to value ourselves and what we give. We have to value what other people are giving us and receive. And everything should be an exchange because, it costs somebody something somewhere. And that has stuck with me. And then I had a professor in law school who taught evidence and used to say, class, if you learn nothing else, and he was like W.C. Fields, he'd write, class, take a note. Life is short. I can't tell you how many times he wrote that in the board or told that to our class. He said, if you learn nothing else in law school, remember life is short. We have a limited amount of time to do the best we can do. And those are the two life lessons that I learned in college and law school. And I think they're great lessons for everybody.
I agree. And if one of the things I wanted to mention, because we, you know, our schools have changed things around over the years. And one of the things I learned I've done a couple compilation books where I put other authors in chapters of books that we put together. And one of the things I found out doing this here was that we can take our books to our local schools. Okay, they don't have big budgets, but they will allow you to put your book up on the shelf. Okay, and what a great way to get children to read your books. And even in your local churches and stuff. Yeah.
I love that.
And no one thinks that that's an opportunity. You know, but as I mentioned, I've learned so much from people. When I was doing my books, I interviewed people that were in that arena of marketing books. And, you know, you write the book, you get it all done, and you market the book. Now you're too broke to put gas in the car to go speak if there's an opportunity. So you have to learn all the opportunities that are right in front of you to do that with. And one of the things that I think is powerful for women is if they wrote a book, they get out and speak about the book to other women's groups. And there's an easy way to do that by going to a group called meetup.com. And you can put in something like 5 to 10 to 15 to 100 miles from your location, any women's group that meets. You can go in there. You can put in your profile. You could also look at everybody else's information. You can send the leader of that group a book and then go visit it and then try to speak to them and then sell your book in the back of the room. And
I just actually got on meetup.com 2 weeks ago because there's a Hoosier authors site, and they have a meetup group. They invited me to join, and now I'm getting into the meetup announcements. So that's something I will explore more. You know, it's just learning to go where to go. I haven't even tapped the Detroit area where all my contacts are, and that's something that I need to do very soon. I want to have a book launch there, and I want to do some big speaking engagements because I was very well known there. I was a political person. I was a councilwoman and did some other things. You know, so there are places, but it's a message. So I've got to get the message out. It's not about me. It's what's in between the 114 pages of this book that are important.
So let's. And I want to let people know this here, okay? Where is it? I just had it up here so I can connect with you on Facebook, okay? They can do that very easily. Just put in Denise Alexander Pyle, and then you have one for your book, I think, coming as well. As you mentioned, you're just getting started with this, but please send me that link when you get that page up, and I'll share it with the people that I'm with. But there's also
the pages are up.
The pages are up. Okay, perfect. And so I will share that as well. But what about the website? If people go there, can they buy the book right off your website?
Absolutely. I think it links it right to the publisher, Balboa Press, although the book's available on Amazon and Kindle and most of the major booksellers. And so you can get it in all those places. So, and my website, if you contact me, it redirects it to my personal email, and then, you know, I'm happy to engage in a conversation with anybody who wants to discuss further, either here, or I will have a group page on my author page where people can talk about their experience with the book.
Mm. Now, do you do Twitter at all?
I did my first tweet that said, this is my first tweet, but I haven't. There's something I learned about called Buffer. And so I'm learning to set up where I can set all my social media posts and, you know, spend a day for a month getting things out there unless something that is, you know, comes up that I really want to share immediately. And so I can continue to share messages with people and I don't have to be tied to the phone all day long or the computer because I'm still helping people in law and, you know, being a grandma. And when I get off the phone with you today, I'll be taking meals to the field because the boys are cutting beans.
Awesome. Now, you know, there's a thing called Hootsuite that you can do that with Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook as well. You can preset posts. Even on Facebook now, you can go in there and set a post to go out next week if you wanted to. There's all kinds of opportunities. Yeah, so everybody's giving you more and more opportunity with that there. But if you're on Twitter, just a suggestion, what I've done is I reached out to all types of Christian authors and speakers and bigger names people on Twitter so that you can be in a group that's interested in that type of information instead of just getting anybody and everybody on Twitter. And that's the same concept with Meetup and the same concept with Facebook pages. If you search for certain things, they'll start searching you. And the next thing you know is people will be asking you to come and speak either at their church or at their meetings or, you know, wherever it may be. I just think that you've done this so far here. Now we don't want you to become the best kept secret. And doing the radio shows, well, that's just a no-brainer. That's a great way to get your message out there.
But I agree with you. I mean, I would love to I love to speak anyways, and as long as I can travel. We're in Florida in the winter. I'm happy to go where God sends me. And particularly, as I said, the Christian audience, my mother-in-law's friends, now I'm married, she bought my book for all her friends and gave it to them. And there's two different women's groups in Marion that are actually studying my book.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I have met so many people that have taken their book and turned it into a Bible study or a women's men's study or women's study, different studies like that. And that is powerful because now your message is being not only heard, but homework done from it and processing it and really helping the ones that need the help from your book that you probably might never, ever meet. So to me, that's awesome.
And there's a little homework in the book. Each chapter has confirmations at the end of the chapter to help you anchor the principles of applying the Ten Commandments, you know, in ways we don't think, you know, based upon our early teachings, that we can apply the Ten Commandments and live them on a multiple of levels, because they really have multiple meanings, and that's what's been lost over the centuries.
They really do, and I think that's why every time you pick up the Bible and read the same verse every day for a year, you're going to get something different out of it every time, because there's so much information packed into the words in the Bible that, I mean, you can get as much as you want as long as you study it. So it's deep. So tell me, because we're running out
you know
of time
what
here.
Ten is,
go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say,
no,
ten is
ahead,
two in binary. No, two is ten in binary numbers. So if you get into the New Testament, you talk about Matthew's two. It's also 10 because binary numbers, 2 is 10. So there's a everything is connected. There are no accidents to numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy, and there's no coincidence in life. You know what I mean? It's all connected. It's just a matter of belief. But tell me, I always ask my guests for one piece of advice that you can tell others that might help them this year. You know, whether it comes from your book, if it comes from your life experience, just one thing that you think that people should to just listen to, maybe write it down or just, you know, have it out there so that they have that opportunity to go back and hear that as well.
I think that the most important thing is people need to realize we are all works in progress. And everything is practice. You practice religion. You practice your profession. You know, you're always in practice, and you're doing it because nobody is ever going to get it 100% right. And you should also keep setting goals and dreams, and may you never live the last one, because that means you keep going after the next one. Life is short. You need to make the most of every minute.
Yeah, living to 80 or 90 doesn't seem short, but it is a blimp. I mean, next thing you know, it's over. So you're right. That's good advice, very good advice. And Denise, please just let everybody know one more time before we say goodbye how they can connect with you, how they can purchase your book, how they can get you to come and speak for them.
www.DeniseAlexanderPyle, and it's like Gomer Pyle, P-Y-L-E.com. It links to me for personal contact. It has a page for book selling. I have a blog where I post, you know, different things from time to time. And you can find me on Facebook and send me a messenger request. And make a note so I know what you want when you do that, you know, because there's a lot of fishers out there too with Facebook and other social media. So tell me what you want, what you're looking for. And, you know, I'm here to be of service for God and our planet. So I look forward to being helpful to everybody.
Well, we're going to have to get you back on the show because one of these questions they're going to ask you that I'm going to be willing to bet it's taking place already is, when is the next book coming out?
I'm working on two of them, so we'll see. Hopefully next year or so. I'm told I have three books that need to be written. That's my message from God. So, two are in
the
works.
That's awesome. Well, as I mentioned, we've been on the air for just about 10 years, so we're not going anywhere. So please make sure to come back and let us help you advertise what you're doing to help others.
I thank you so much. And the show went too fast. So, yes, I would love to be a guest on your show again. So if you know you have an opening, call me or email me, and, you know, we can continue where we left off.
You got it, Denise. I appreciate your time. And, you know, I'm very thankful for you taking that time to share with others.
Oh, thank you. We're all here in service. We're all here as, you know, for the light for God.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I got to wrap it up. We're out of time. So we will see you on the next one. And folks out there, I just want to make sure that everybody takes a minute and they go to the website, okay, and make sure that you take a chance and to go to the website, DeniseAlexanderPyle.com. Now, you know, I say this every week. If you find the book and you don't like it, I want you to reach out to me, info@ToughTalkRadioNetwork.com. And I'll mail you the money back. That's how confident I am that this book will help you in some way. But don't just do it just because you want to be slick. Read it and share it. I have found that every book that I find or read from my guest, I share with others. A lot of times my wife takes the book and I don't get it back. But I can guarantee you one thing. If God put it on Denise to write this book, The Power of Ten, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rules in Modern Times, I guarantee you he's going to put something on you for it. So I hope you'll take the chance to do that. That's www.DeniseAlexanderPyle.com. You can connect with her on Facebook. You can go to her website. She would love to come to your area to speak. I want to make sure that you join us next week at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Tough Talk Christian radio show. And, you know, I've been getting emails about our House Talk radio show. People know that we have a family-owned remodeling business here in the Houston area. And we are, and I say we because I have finally gotten my wife to co-host the show with me after 10 years. We're going to be doing a radio show that has everything to do with your house. From purchasing it, to selling it, to cutting the grass, to decorating it, to cooking in it, everything and anything. So I hope that you will just stay tuned. That should be out by the middle of October, but we'll be sending out an email blast to let everyone know. Once again, my name is Tony Gambone. This is the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show, coming to you live from Tough Talk Radio Network. We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a blessed week. And one more thing, ladies. I know the ladies listen more than men. 15 Minutes Alone with God for Men by Bob Barnes. Buy the book and put it near your husband and see what God does with that. I'd love to hear from you. info@ToughTalkRadioNetwork.com. Everybody have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit ToughTalkRadioNetwork.com for more information.